Welcome to the Big Hot Show. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week, we've got...
Abigail.
I'm Will.
And Ben.
And this is your Big Hot Show for March 9th, 2011. Let's talk about this. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were telling me about woman's intuition. What bullshit? Woman's intuition.
Wait, what are they saying about women's intuition?
I have a feeling it's woman's intuition. I was thinking, there's no such thing as dude's intuition. I got my dick got hard. Dude's intuition.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Where are the breasts? That's a dude's intuition.
I don't have women's intuition. I have, sometimes I have hormones and they make me fucking insane. That's about it.
No, but can there be an argument made for such a thing as intuition, as woman's intuition, or even anyone's intuition?
The only thing I can think of is like if you're a mother, and then there's definitely a motherly instinct.
Oh, a kid came out of me, now I got magic powers?
No, your body definitely develops to have motherly instincts. Tell me
about these powers. Tell me about them. Captain Planet. Earth, fire, wind, or water? Heart? Oh, I bet it's heart.
I'm not saying that you can feel how your child feels like.
Oh, what are you saying? Tell me what you're saying. No, tell me what you're saying.
How many kids have you had?
So many.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What makes you?
No, I don't know for certain. Like from personal experience.
Okay, but what is it you think? I mean, I can see some validity behind this.
Well, there's just a motherly instinct to, oh hey, I need to feed my kid, and not every woman has it. No, like they cry.
Hey,
you know
it's
what
Tuesday.
The fuck they want.
Time to wheel out the food for old Steven.
I don't know.
Why does it need to be wheeled out?
Her breasts are so large for having these kids.
She only feeds them on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's just a big fucking thing of fucking potato chips and baked beans. Jesus.
No, if I see a baby, I don't know what the fuck it wants. It's like crying and it's like, what the fuck?
You have no idea.
Wait, so there is no intuition. You have no idea what it wants.
No, I'm not a mother.
Because it makes the same fucking sound when it is sad or happy or dying.
I'm not a mother.
Because laughter and crying are very the same.
You're dying. You sound the same when you're dying if you're a baby.
I know mothers who, like, they know the difference between their baby's cry, if it needs to be changed or if it needs to be fed.
That's because they've been around their baby a lot and they're behaviorally conditioned like Pavlov's dogs. That's not the same thing as magic powers.
Or maybe they're just making shit up.
Actually, you are the only one that said magic powers. And I hate to tell you, Blake, but there's a distinction between magic powers and animal instincts. Like, God, kitty cats don't have magic powers to know to dig in the litter box.
They always land on their feet. How does that happen? Magic.
That is magic.
Their tail, they use it. They spin it around.
All right, so moving on from women. Speaking of women.
Moving off of women and then speaking of them.
Well, I have something. Speaking of women, I don't know if now is an appropriate time, but we were talking about the weekly hypothetical.
Okay. I think we should need to make this a formal section.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your weekly hypothetical. All right, so let's just say, maybe I should preface this by saying, you know when you get real drunk?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I'm familiar with this.
And things come into your head that can't happen.
Yes.
Or hopefully won't happen. No. But you have to know what kind of response the people around you would have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now's that time. Okay. Let's say, and even Abigail can participate in this, let's say that you're being pleasured by a woman orally.
Okay.
So if you're a dude,
I know what that means.
You're getting a blowjob. Her mouth.
What happened to your mouth when you said blowjob?
Blowjob. I had to make it sound fancy. Or she's doing whatever women do to each other. I don't know how that works.
Ooh.
So say that's happening, and you're like, yes, and she's all good looking and stuff. And then
she's all good looking and stuff. And all right.
Well, you know, she's got big boobs and that's great. And then she reaches down and she has a penis.
God,
no. We did this.
No. This is different. This is different.
Okay. Because
I'm not going to ask if you would.
I was almost there and then the penis.
All right. So here comes
this,
the dick.
This is just the first part of it, by the way.
Of my two-part
hypothetical trap situation. So that happened, and you're like, holy shit. But she's still doing it, and it's still feeling good. Do you stop her? Or him? It? Them?
It?
Well, I don't know.
Is this the first time I've seen her, like, Hecock, or is it like
you have no idea. Like, it's just some girl that you don't know, and then she's all blowing you, and she has big boobs.
Been
real fine in the face.
Concerned about how often you're worried about women with dicks. Like, is this a common concern?
It's a nightmare. It's a recurring.
Yeah, most of my nightmares are about like me falling into the sky, or like, you know, monsters.
I'm concerned that all women have penises, and I just don't know.
I have a big penis.
What does that say about you as a person?
That I haven't seen very many women naked.
You know, I think I would stop. No, this is not me being like, oh, fuck you, I hate queers. But like, I think I would be like, hey, we need to talk. I would stop her.
That's about her not being honest with you as a person.
Right, because I think I would lose my erection. It wouldn't be fun.
Is the penis hard?
I haven't thought about that. I don't know. Wait.
See.
Let's say it isn't.
I think this is at least like her.
Yeah, no, I think I'm with Will on this. I wouldn't. I'd be like, we'll get to this later.
But if it's all throbbing, then it's...
why do you have to say throbbing?
Here's the thing. Here's the reason I ask this. Well, and then let me ask you part two before I explain the reasoning behind this.
Okay, can I just interject with... Why do people say throbbing? Have you ever seen a cock throb?
Yeah.
Without fucking delay, Abigail, absolutely.
Yes.
I feel like you could ask her any number of hypothetical penis-related questions, and she'd be like, "Fucked, of course."
Oh, like, okay.
And I'm not implying that you've seen a lot of penises, but you just...
I've seen a lot of penises, but continue with your question.
All right, so the other hypothetical, and this is a little bit more out there, but say that you have just met this girl, and you don't know what's down there.
Right.
And she's all like, oh, you know, I'm a freak, blah, 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 put it in my ass. And you're like, wow, I don't even know you. This is going to be great. And then, like,
I'm so casual. I do not know.
The lights
you,
are kind of down, and you start to you know, fuck her in the ass, mm-hmm. and then
okay.
turns out that she has a nutsack, and it comes up and it slaps you against your junk. Now,
what? How do you think of these?
How hard is it slapping?
Well, okay.
Me?
Here's the thing. What would be worse if she had a dick and balls, and that's happening? If she just had a dick and just her.
It's just so big and flaccid that it's hitting your balls, like.
If she just,
come on, you can.
If
do
she
it.
Just has a dick, and then her not fully throbbing erect penis is slapping back against your junk, or
there's so many options.
Or if she has no penis but just testicles.
I think the just testicles.
Just testicles, and like nothing extravagant about them.
I've never
but
heard.
But she just has balls.
Can you, first of all, which one
of those is worse?
Can you recap those just very succinctly? Because there were way too many options for me to go over.
All right.
Them.
Penis and balls.
Penis and balls.
Just a penis.
Just a penis.
Or just a scrotum.
Just balls.
I think that just balls would be
the most
disturbing.
Yeah, I'm going just balls over here.
The one plus of that is she wouldn't be able to get pregnant.
Abigail, I don't know if you know this is how it works. Even if she has a vagina and you're having anal sex with her, she's not going to be pregnant.
Oh, I thought we were talking about vaginal sex. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, the balls are just kind of like a landing pad, like a cushion, if you will, at that point.
But think about what it would look like to not have a penis and just have balls.
I wouldn't see it from that angle, though.
It would be very alien.
I mean, what, are you fucking on top of mirrors and you're looking at everything down there? I mean, come on.
Sure, why not?
I mean, have you ever fucked on the mirror?
Which gets me to my next point.
What did we just talk about?
I don't know. My next point, fucking glass tables and also mirrored tables.
I have glass tables.
For cocaine. That's
that's the only reason you would have
How
them.
Stupid. Why does anybody own glass and or?
Wait, why do you do coke on a mirror, though? I've never. Why don't you just have like a real dark table?
I always figured so you could see because you have two chances to see it. I don't want to miss any.
It's very smooth, and you don't lose any of the cocaine in the.
But so is a table. You know, looks like my plastic table.
So is the back of a toilet. That's why people do blow off the back of a toilet.
No, but say
but
that
you don't want a porcelain
it's a wood table.
Maybe you do.
If it's a wood table that has a grain in it, and you would lose some of the coke in the.
My point about glass table. So it's like here's a glass table, and it's like, oh hey, I'd like to put shit under you, but then my room's messy, right? Like you can't. There's
you
no
like,
way to win. You can't.
I like my glass table. It looks classy.
All tables kind of serve a dual purpose of I can put shit on you, but I can hide shit under you, and you lose
it's
that.
Not your kitchen
you
table.
You can put a cloth over it, which is what I do.
Well, then it's just then.
Then why
just
do you have a
like,
glass table?
Yeah, why do you have a glass table? You just look like
because
I don't know.
I stole it and I'm poor.
All right. Fair
okay.
Enough.
Next question. This kind of builds off your hypothetical. I don't want to sound like an asshole, but this happened to me and I wanted to talk about it.
She only had nuts.
I met a girl who was a paraplegic. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, paraplegic is not a quadriplegic, which is what I thought when she was describing it. I thought, oh, quad, that's the one with the, but that's only arms
waist
only.
Down?
Arms
so
only.
She can
right.
Still
waist
do
down,
handies.
No work, right? Yeah. Gotcha. Waist down, no work. That's the formula.
So sex, no fun for her. Done.
What I'm getting at, though, is like, she was so hot. This paraplegic girl, right? So hot. But
oh,
it's
is
like,
she here? Is she? Does she live here?
Yeah, yeah.
I know her.
No. I don't think she lives here. She's here from out of town.
Oh, okay.
But point being is like, I don't know, like if, how to, okay, let's say like you were genuinely attracted to a paraplegic girl, right? And you, and the two of you hit it off, or guy for you, Abigail.
No, what, I got hit on by a paraplegic girl at a bar the, like a while ago.
Well, see, well, here's what I'm getting at. Like, I don't know how about all the mechanics work down there, but like, would it be fun? I don't know.
Wait, if your legs don't work, does your downstairs not work?
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
I would assume that you probably don't know. It might work, but you don't have any, I don't know. Because it seems like you don't have any control over your legs, so you probably wouldn't have any control over.
Wait, if you're a paraplegic, do you always shit yourself? Do you have to have like a,
oh, I don't know,
a colostomy bag or something?
I didn't even think of that.
But hey, should we give you lots of blowjobs? She'd be like right at the level of your dick. So.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever seen Freddy Got Fingered? Because like that movie pretty much covered the paraplegic girlfriend.
I mean, but she was really honest. Like, I would like to think that you and I could, you know, hey, what's up, girl? But then it was like, at the same time, I don't know. What do you really do?
You have to have a van.
Well, a wheelchair accessible van is what you're looking to say. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, but
or just you, a van.
But okay, well, imagine she's really hot. This is sort of gets. Would you? I think I would do it. I think the stars
would. Have sex with the paraplegic girl?
Right.
Sure. Why not?
Well, hey, the good thing is she wouldn't run away.
That's my big problem. Okay, that's my big problem.
Yeah.
Unless your wheelchair is motorized.
Well, I mean, once you get her out of the wheelchair and into your bed, she's fucked. Literally.
Yeah, you've been thinking about this a lot. All right. Well,
no, she was thinking about it when she got hit on by that paraplegic girl
at the bar.
All right.
She was
so
cute, the face.
Now let's move on to a new segment we also have. Will Shirley's Franzia Reviews. Now, this is where Will Shirley reviews one boxed wine a week and tells us his opinion of it. Now, Will, do you know what kind of box wine you're drinking tonight?
I do, sir.
What's it called? Because I looked it up. I looked it up before I came in here.
By looked it up, you mean read the box? Well, sir, it is a Franzia Family Vintners Chillable Red.
Chilled Red was the name.
Chillable.
Chillable Red.
You have to chill it yourself. It doesn't come chill.
Now, I figured there are a couple of wine connoisseurs out there, and they're like, hey, we need to get a little more knowledge. Will Shirley can hook us up with the Franzia Chillable Red boxed wine review. So, Will, lay it on us.
Well, it gets me fucked up.
And this has been Will Shirley's boxed wine review of the week.
I'm so glad you ended
just give
it there.
Me one
that was
adjective.
All I got.
One adjective. Just if you had one adjective to use for it.
Funky.
Okay, now, moving on. Oh, we already talked about glass tables. Oh, last week we talked about Mexicans, and we got a few emails about how I'm an asshole, right? Oh, because I talked about how Mexicans look the same to me,
when
right?
It was actually from me.
Well, I applaud you for pointing out my own racism. But I was thinking about this. The word Mexican has kind of become a derogatory term, if you think about it. Okay, listen to this example sentence. Look at that Australian crossing the street. Okay, whatever. Look at that Mexican crossing the street.
I am offended by that.
There's a little bit of a negative connotation to it. Am I right? Am I totally making that up, or is that just my own deep-seated racial hatred?
I think it's racial hatred. I just hear Mexican. Big deal. He's Mexican.
You like their food, so does that make you
oh
not racist?
Oh, my God. They have the best food.
You love margaritas.
Oh, they're genius. Pioneers of tequila.
Tequila.
No, but, okay, but you guys don't think it's a little bit... I'm saying, okay, obviously on a pure objective level, it's not. But in American culture, does it carry with it some?
Yes, totally. Yeah.
Blake, I think what your real problem is that you have.
Let's psychoanalyze Blake.
You have a little bit. You don't like poor people, and the Mexicans.
I'm a poor person, and I hate myself.
No, like the Mexicans who usually immigrate to America stereotypically are the lower class.
I don't dislike poor people.
Yes, you do,
dude. I can't ask this guy over here. I haven't paid rent in 2 months. Okay, I don't hate poor people.
You're an elitist, Blake.
I'm saying in the American groupthink is this. I mean, Ben, you said that this perhaps carries
some
weight.
Yeah, I think it totally has.
Will, thoughts go. Look, stop thinking about your boxed wine for just like 10 seconds.
He's still working on the adjective.
That's all I've been thinking about.
This is spunky.
Spunky.
You know, you ever been on Facebook, and I'm not going to name any names. There's no one in this room. But you ever been on Facebook and somebody leaves a message that's just, they just post things that are just goddamn worthless. You know, it's like, eating a sandwich taste so good? Saw a sunset today, real cool. Like, everybody knows people like this who just post nothing on Facebook.
My favorite is my mother who posted, it's Thursday.
That's it.
It's Thursday.
But that is profound in its brevity.
Right. Yeah. There's something to that. It's
Thursday. No. I could see that. But when it's just the asinine minutiae of your day, it's like, fucking, I'm out of potato chips.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny though.
I hope I can identify when I was one time out of potato chips too.
1,000 likes. I'm liking it too.
Why is there no dislike? I mean, I know people have said this before, but like, it seems wrong that I can't dislike things.
There should be one where it's just like, give AIDS. Just
because they don't want to make Facebook any more passive aggressive than it already is.
No, it's because of children. That's the reason that they quoted. It's because
bullies
now allow children to use it, and they don't want children to get bullied, because that never happens anywhere but Facebook. Right, you can prevent that.
We're in such a... That's what I'm saying. Okay, I know I say, Mexican people look the same, blah, blah, blah. I know I say bullshit stuff, but it's not like I say this out of hatred. It's just an intellectual observation. Okay, Abigail's laughing. I guess it's hatred, but...
hate-filled observation.
You can say things. In this world, there are things, and you can say them. What I can't stand is people who say nothing their whole life. Like, they go through life, and they have nothing at the end of it. It's like, well, what do you think about terrorism? Oh, it's bad. What do you think about politics? You know, I think some people are right, and some people are wrong. Yeah. It's okay.
Lives are lukewarm.
Yeah, right. Like, I asked this guy the other day. I was at the bar, and I was like, dude, what are you up to? I hadn't seen you in so long. And he was like, man, just living. Just living?
I thought you were dead.
This is the blank where you filled in what your life is all about, and you just said, just living. Like, does this infuriate anybody besides me?
I just hide the people's statuses that I don't like.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, like,
in general?
Just in general, people who can't take a stance on anything or can't...
Like, you share an opinion with a very famous man called Martin Luther King. He said... Junior, not the guy that nailed the thing to the church wall and was like, No, he said, like, the hottest place in hell is reserved for people who in times of moral crisis are indifferent.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, say something. Don't say nothing. Like, political views, moderate.
Apathetic even more.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care.
I've never had
you can't change it. Why are you going to talk about it?
I've never had a thought in my life.
Well, see, I don't like to talk about certain political things I haven't read up on because I don't want to give some stupid view that is totally incorrect.
Well, there's a part. That's not part of it.
Apathy. That's acknowledging the fact that you haven't read about something.
Yeah. I don't know. But so if you ask me, what were your thoughts on the Wisconsin protest the other day? I didn't have any because I didn't really read it. I was like, I don't feel like, oh my God.
There's so much news to read. I try and stay up on the news, but there's just so much of it.
I want news presented to me with pictures, not words.
Right. Can
just
you get
pictures.
Across the crisis in Libya in 140 characters? It's Twitter time. Come
on. If the news was presented to me in the form of a coloring book, I would be like the most up-to-date person in the world.
So let's see. Oh, so you were going to tell us, Ben, speaking of things on Facebook, about something you read about cars the other day.
All right. So, I mean, this has just been making me kind of crazy. I was actually watching TV, and that doesn't happen very often because I don't have cable. I don't have money, things to pay bills with. But I was over at someone else's house watching TV, and there was an ad, and I don't know what model it is, but Chevy now makes a car that reads Facebook to you.
Like a little computer voice will talk
right.
it out
so
to you.
The ad starts off, and this guy and this girl out on a date. He drops her off, and he gets in his car, and the voiceover comes over and says, do you want to know what they're thinking right away?
Oh, my God.
Which, fucking, all right, raper. And you get in the car, and he reaches up, and like next to the OnStar, there's a button, which presumably is just a big blue F, and he hits it, and it starts reading him Facebook status updates. And it reads this girl's, and it's like whatever the fuck her name is, Vapor number one. I had a wonderful night. And he's driving away all fucking happy. You're going to go home and jerk off to that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's
the problem with that is...
Are we too hyper-connected now? Well,
not just
cars?
That, but the fact that somebody put a lot of fucking money into figuring out how to make that work, okay?
But at the same time, people are going to buy it. People
well, sure.
want it.
Well, and that says way too much about American consumer society. But we've spent all that money doing that, right? But at the same time, I read a report. It was from China or Japan. I can't remember.
Yeah, same difference.
Some scientists had, scientists slash dog trainers had trained a dog. I don't remember what breed it was, to detect anal and or prostate cancer by sniffing it. And he had a 95% success rate.
I don't
smell
it.
And the only reason that I didn't totally discredit as I read it on Reddit, and Reddit is always
there
100%.
You go. Reddit is the best.
Well, no,
we
but
saw this too.
Regardless,
shut up.
How
the best.
Fucking wrong are we doing it when we spend millions of dollars for a car to stalk people for us? It's Knight Rider and Kit with addiction, and then. Fucking, we have dogs in China that can smell cancer.
You know, kid, I think if you went back, you might could get it in her ass. Just letting you know, buddy.
David Hasselhoff would have totally used that, too.
Like, all I really understand about this is that it's now socially acceptable to profanely invade other people's private thoughts. And
yeah, I know. It's
but only because okay we're so caught up in ourselves that we want to broadcast every goddamn thing we think about to every person ever.
I
had a great night. Nobody gives a shit.
I think it's the American. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. Sort of the American obsession with fame and, you know, wanting celebrity. And it feels like the internet is sort of an outlet where you can, in a way, be a celebrity to your friends.
Pretend you're a celebrity.
I don't know. The only thing I do on my Facebook is post memes on other people's walls. That's it.
I mean, at the end of the day, is that not what we're doing?
I just post Travis Tritt lyrics all the time.
But at the same time, is that not what we're doing right now? You and we're all having a conversation, hoping somebody listens to it, right? Or wanting somebody to listen to it on the internet.
I really want to be so popular. Oh my God, this podcast is going to jolt me into the American.
Oh man, okay. Well,
but
I know,
to be
we
fair, it's
around.
Monday. Would we not have already been hanging out and maybe drinking and saying the stuff anyway? So maybe we just happened to do it.
I'm tired and sad.
I'm out of potato chips.
All right. Well, let's see. Do we have anything else I wanted to mention? I think I'm going to save that one for next time. I think we've come full circle with the American dream. You guys got anything you'd like to add on to that?
Dicks.
Big
fuck
dicks.
The American dream, if that's what it is.
No. See, don't say. I think that individualism
is
important.
If it's cars reading me other people's thoughts. Actually, no. That's what I want. Cars reading me other people's thoughts. Skip Facebook, just straight mental invasion.
Right.
I just want to say real quick, I am in a online class for English, right? And one of our books we had to read was Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, right?
Love that book.
I've told you about this, Blake, so this isn't a surprise for you. Well, we had to do online discussion and post our opinions. Well, this one person, we had to talk about the American dream and how they're kind of searching for the American dream in the book, right?
Right.
And they're like, this one lady's like, that's just not my idea of the American dream. The American dream is like having cars and kids and like having a house and a career. And I'm
but
like,
I mean, that's sort of the point of the American dream is that it's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, but
right? That can also be.
No, but
she
said that
dream.
His idea of the American dream was wrong and that hers was the only correct one. And
it's
I'm like,
because we go
hey,
to
lady.
Old Miss and we're surrounded by small-headed people.
No, I was like, hey, lady, guess what? Thompson did everything that you put on your list of the American dream and he still killed himself. He's real dead now.
Well, he was fucking a 19-year-old when he killed himself. Speaking of which,
he was in front of his
there's
typewriter.
One more topic I could ask. Never mind. They don't want me to.
Fucking
all right.
19-year-old. All right.
Will and Abigail are fucking. So
what?
From all of us here.
Hey,
at the, so from all of us here at the best damn podcast ever. Excuse me. Big Hot Show. I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Abigail.
Will.
They're fucking.
And I'm dark cornering it. I'm Ben.
And we'll see you next time.
Yay. You guys know what dark cornering is, right?
I know.
That's where I'm in the corner in the dark, jerking it while you guys are fucking. If you guys are doing that, and if not, whatever. I'm still in one of your bedrooms.